Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another version of Tell Al, where we bring one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members onto the show and gives you an opportunity to get inside of their mind so that you can understand that what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is absolutely doable, that no matter where you start, whether you're starting with little money or a ton of money or anywhere in between, we can help get you refocused. We can get you on that glide path to retirement in 5 years or less. And I'll tell you, my guest today, he did exactly that. As a matter of fact, he's affectionately told me that he's retired himself three different times. You know, it's kind of an interesting story, and we'll get into it a little later on the show. But what I'd like to do now is I'd like to bring Ed on.
I'm here, Al. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. You know, what I'd like to do, I just want to get right into it with you because there's a lot of great information that I think we need to get out to the listening audience. And let's just start with the background. Let's start about, you know, where you were before Lifestyles Unlimited, especially with regards to your retirement planning.
Yeah, so where I was at is, you know, I had worked in technology for a number of years. I've been in technology for 36, 37 years. So this retirement planning thing I've probably been doing for the last 17 years, right? So, you know, while people are, while you're in your meetings and so forth, I'm in the background researching retirement on the web, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was I was just driving around one day, and I was living in Austin, Texas. I was driving around one day, and I heard a commercial for Lifestyles, and I can't remember who the folks were on and so forth, but it just struck me as being a little bit different. I had been to, you know, many real estate seminars in the past and so forth, but there was something different about this one. And what I did is I ended up going to a seminar. This would have been back in the 2013 time frame, and that seminar would have been in the San Antonio, Austin area. And I went down, and I looked at what was going on at Lifestyles, what they had to offer, and I think the thing that really impressed me more than anything were the case studies, right? So, you know, you're on there and you see, you know, somebody's grandma talking about their case study and how they're doing it, or on the other end of the spectrum, you see a, you know, 17-year-old kid with 23 single-family homes, and you're looking at this going, oh, my God, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. So you see enough of these case stories where you know they're not just made up or that type of thing, and it really gives you the confidence to, you know, take action.
Yeah, those case studies are really cool, and I'll tell you, you know, people get up there and they get a little nervous, they're not so confident, but, you know, their actions speak louder than words, and, you know, to be fair, none of them could be actors because they would do a terrible job of acting, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're all great people, and I tell you, the one thing is that people should feel confident about it, no matter who's up there presenting or whatever is. There's really it took away a lot of the fear because what you quickly learn is the power of that group. The answers are always within that group. No matter what problem you encounter or face, somebody in that group has solved it.
So, As you were approaching Lifestyles Unlimited and you decided to become a member in the organization, you did the one thing that all of us have to do. You go through the 2-day financial freedom workshop. Do you recall going through that thing?
Absolutely.
What was your experience like?
So the experience was, you know, as I was going through it, you know, it was a lot of learning. I mean, it's definitely the best course I've ever had in real estate as far as the amount of material presented and you learn. And it's not like, I guess you could consider a fire hose, but it's very well organized, very well presented. You know, I went through this, the first day was focused on single family homes. I went through that and I looked at what I had in my portfolio and stuff. And I said, well, I think I'm more suited towards the multifamily. So Sunday is when I really, you know, perked up and listened to what they had to say. You know, I got to take that 2 day with Dell at the time, and he talked about a property. He said, "Look, I've got this. I think it was 50 unit, 20 a door, or whatever." And he threw the numbers up there, and you know, when I looked at my portfolio, and I looked at that, it was like, oh my, you know, it was like he was just talking to me, and no one else was in the room. When I looked at that, I said, oh, this one deal, I could retire, you know, on this particular deal. And that's what really got me interested and started me, along with the case study, started having me dig into this even more.
So it's safe to say you caught the bug.
I sure did, yeah.
So as you were going through the process and you got through the 2 day and you realized that maybe multifamily was a better fit for you, what did you choose to do? Did you go down the track of being an independent rental operator? Did you go down the track of being a lead investor? Did you do like I've done, just be a passive investor? What motivated you?
Yeah, first I wanted to be the IRO, right? It's like, you know, nobody can run a business like me, right? I'm the man.
Yeah.
And you know, and then looking at that, you know, of course, that's totally naive thinking, right? It's like I didn't have any background for this at that particular point in time. I hadn't been through the education of lifestyles and so forth. I didn't know any better, right, than to think that way. So what happened was as I started getting more into that, I started realizing it's like, you know, if you're going to be an IRO like this, this is a full-time job. Or to be a lead, as a matter of fact, I quickly realized this, you need to be dedicated full-time. You're dealing with people's retirement funds and so forth. You have to actually be dedicated and focused on doing the job correctly for the folks and make sure you're giving the right time to the business. So with everything going on with me being, you know, working full-time and so forth, I took a step back and said, you know, the best role for me at this particular point in time is going to be a passive. Now, I still feel like I have some unfinished business, you know, and I'd like to be a lead or a IRO at some point in time.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great goal. And when we come back from the break, you're going to hear how Ed has knocked it out of the park. Back after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to Tell Al. On today's show, I have Ed, a very successful Lifestyles Unlimited member, and ironically, he also serves as an ambassador. He was an ambassador when he lived in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's currently up in Seattle, Washington, still fulfilling that role. And you might ask, what does an ambassador do? Well, Ed, what exactly does an ambassador do?
An ambassador really helps facilitate all the different activities and things that go on at Lifestyles, right? So if folks need their questions answered, we help, you know, funnel them back into Lifestyles in the correct places that are going on there. Any events that occur in the Seattle area, we take part in. You know, we'll help find venues, different locations to meet in and so forth, different activities after events, like if we go to dinner, things like that. Also, We'll typically meet on a quarterly basis, so we'll bring folks together. You know, people let me know what type of things they want to talk about, what they want to learn. You know, we'll decide if we want to bring in accountants to talk about K-1s, or we want to bring in, you know, realtors for the area, that type of thing. And you know, also use it as an opportunity. The network is one of the biggest things that you have to do at Lifestyles is you have to network with other folks to find out where the deals are at.
Well, I'll tell you, you've knocked that one out of the park. I'm looking at your information that you sent me a little earlier today, and wow, 17 deals across 20 properties, amassing 4,558 units worth of multifamily apartment communities. That is pretty impressive, Ed. Now, did you just go right to 4,558 units, or did you have to start somewhere along the way?
Oh, it definitely is a process. You know, it started, so while I've been at Lifestyle since 2013, I didn't pull the trigger on a first deal until September 2016, right? So it'll be 4 years coming on up in September. So there is, you know, I thought I was doing real well, Al. There was like a two-year period where I had like 10 properties, right? And I thought, hey, that's pretty good, you know, 10 properties in 2 years and so forth, which it actually is, right, or 15, whatever it was. Yeah. You know how there's always, you know, no matter how strong you feel, there's a guy out there who's stronger. And so I met a gentleman, and he said, hey, how many properties are you involved in? I said, yeah, it's like 10 or 15. And he goes, oh, that's pretty good. I said, how many are you involved in? He said, 30. in the same two-year period. So I was like, you know, that kind of took the air out of the blue a little bit. But, you know, once again, you can't compare yourself. While it's nice to have that, you know, as a barometer and so forth, you can't compare yourself to that person because you have different backgrounds, different contacts, that type of thing. So, while it did make me step back and go, wow, that's really something and so forth, you know, I have to be grateful for what I built up and what I have.
So let's kind of go back to, you know, that first deal. I mean, where did you get the money from to invest in that deal, and what did that deal do for you?
So, yeah, for me, it was all about pulling the trigger for the first time, right? So being very conservative. So what happened was I was very fortunate in that I was a good saver, right? You know, being frugal or a minimalist, that type of thing, and saved up a lot of money. So I had a big nest egg going into this. What happened was, I took a look at this and said, you know, I could probably just go off and retire on the money I have and so forth, but that's not a very good thing for your legacy. It's like, do you really want to go off and, you know, take the chance? Well, what if you run out of money, that type of thing? But do you really want to run off and spend all that money down? I said, it would be much better if I figured out a way to do some cash flow and then have a legacy, have something to leave behind to my children and then, of course, my grandchildren at this point. So that's when I took a look at doing things a little bit differently.
So when you got into that first deal, what kind of deal was it? Was it a value play? Was it a yield play? Was it a hybrid? What were you thinking as far as your investing strategy back then?
Yeah, my investing strategy, quite frankly, at that particular point in time was I need to jump in the water and you know, get going on this thing. So I was just, you know, the focus was get in a deal. So this particular deal, and it was also, I think, a good deal for me to get into. It was a first property. It was a 14-unit property. It was in a good area, right? It was in Austin, Texas. You know, it just felt like a good place for me to start. I went in with, $50,000 in cash or so forth on that particular deal. It felt safe. You know, I was comfortable with the lead. And, you know, it got me going. It got me involved and so forth, right? It got me to a point where I finally took some action to get things going.
Yeah, I think that's the key word right there is people have to take action. You know, fear can grip you, and it does stop people dead in their tracks. I've seen that happen time and time again. But then again, there's guys like you and I that help those folks out and say, look, go ahead and take a shot because it's going to turn out to be okay. Have you ever had to tell people that?
Oh my goodness, all the time. Yeah, it's and so forth, you know. And then of course you see them at the next meeting and they're kind of like not looking you in the eye and so forth. It's like, okay, come on, we need to chat. Come on over here and chat. What's going on in your life? You know, why haven't you pulled the trigger yet? Right. So I did the same thing, so I know exactly where they're at. And of course. You know, it's just a matter of, I think, you know, I tell them, look, don't feel pressured. Just keep coming, keep networking, keep learning, because that's another thing that'll combat fear is, first of all, taking action is the biggest way that you can combat fear, but knowledge will also help you combat fear as well. So, you know, apply those two techniques and you'll get through this.
Yeah, I think you hit a very important part. It's the knowledge component, you know. And of course, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we teach people how to properly invest so that they don't make mistakes getting into the game. But then we have ongoing education in the form of case studies, in the form of networking events, where people get to compound that learning. And it's so powerful, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the education is just top notch. It's so well organized, so easy to. I'm so thankful that I've been able to get both a passive certification and a LEED certification. It's done wonders for you. And once again, it gives you that comfort factor, right? You understand what part of this is getting in. When you get into real estate, is you have to learn the terminology. You have to learn to walk the walk and develop the lingo. So you have to understand what all these different terms mean. You have to understand, you know, how to read a PPM, how to read the different documents, how to interpret them, find yourself as what type of investor you're going to be and so forth. So, and the education will lead you down the path where you will obtain all this.
Well, it sounds like you were an A student.
I did fairly well. Yeah, I was pretty good at doing my homework.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, what I want to tell the audience right now is that there is a way to get started in Lifestyles Unlimited, very much the same way Ed and I got started. And it's by attending a free workshop. Now, we're not doing those live and in person right now because of all the things going on in the country, but we are offering those in a virtual format. And all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com and get registered.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. It is Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Ed telling Al what is going on in his mind when it comes to real estate investing. Now, for those of you just tuning into the show, I've got to tell you, Ed is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and he has served as one of our ambassadors for several years. You know, he's got a mind for real estate, but I'll tell you, there was a point in his life where he didn't have a mind for real estate. He hadn't been properly educated on how to invest, and therefore, he wasn't investing in real estate. He was doing what, you know, the rest of us do, you know, trudging through life, saving money, stuffing money into a 401k, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then along the way, he heard a particular radio show, and it piqued his interest. So he came to a free workshop and took a listen to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Well, the next thing you know, he decides to join the organization. He becomes a member, and he goes to the two-day financial freedom course, where his life is radically changed because all of a sudden concepts that were never taught to him were made available to him. We showed him how to invest in real estate, both single family and multifamily. And I'll tell you what, it was the multifamily that really impressed him and really got him motivated to the point where he is currently invested in 17 different deals. That's 20 different apartment communities, and that totals approximately 4,560 units, actually 4,558 if you want to be exact. I'll tell you what, that is an impressive feat, but it didn't start overnight. You know, Ed had to sit down and he had to figure out his investing strategy. So Ed, what was that investing strategy way back then? What was your goal?
Yeah, it was. I wish I could say I had it planned out a little bit better than I did, Al. So the first thing was to get educated, right? And I went through the Lifestyles education and so forth and became a passive and LEED certified investor. And then what I did is I said, okay, I need to get into a deal. And I kind of wandered aimlessly and finally forced myself to take action and get into a deal. I went into the deal. I focused mainly on the numbers in that particular deal to make sure that I was going to get a nice return on investment. And for that first property, it did end up being a nice investment. I had it for 3 years, and it got sold, and I think made 16% or so over the 3 years. It wasn't outstanding money, but it definitely was a lot better than putting it in the bank. What ended up happening is as you get more education, as you kind of learn more about yourself as an investor and what type of deals do you like. Some people like the deals where they're small deals and there's less take from the lead, but then the lead has to work a lot harder in order to prove themselves and then move up in size of the deal, right? They might start with 15 or 30 units, but then they want to move up to 65 and then up to 100 and so forth. So sometimes it's great getting in those deals, and then you ride the lead's coattails because they're going to tend to take on the same investors that they previously have into their next deal, right? We're going to work with people that we're comfortable with. And that's kind of the thought there. There's other ways to invest. Like some people prefer the big deals, like the two property deals, the big mamma jammas, where there's, you know, maybe 500 units and so forth. And that's because you can spread your risk out amongst a lot more units and your cost and that type of thing. So it took me a while to find where I was at with that. And I would say my portfolio right now actually is a mix of those smaller ones and the larger ones. Now, after learning some of the concepts Dell has taught me, I'm probably going to go back and focus more on the smaller deals because of something, concept called the velocity of money, that the quicker you can keep your money going, the more it'll tend to snowball. So I may end up changing my philosophy a little bit here after talking to Dell on that one, where I'll probably focus more on the smaller deals with newer investors.
Yeah, I think those are some great opportunities myself, you know, and I've talked to people at Lifestyles Unlimited and they say, hey, I want to get in with the big guys. I want to get in with the super successful guys. And of course, I ask the question, well, why? And they say, well, because they've proven that they're successful. And I always question them with this. I said, had you ever considered that they started someplace themselves? And if you had not given them that opportunity, that they would maybe not be where they're at. And you just see their eyes just kind of light up. So I think that there's some incredible first-time lead investors out there that, you know, are hungry, that are going to do the right thing. They're going to protect your investment. So I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, once again, you know, here it is. I've been doing this for 4 years and just came to that realization today, right, after chatting with Dell. So you definitely continue to learn and grow as you continue investing.
So you knocked that first deal out. Did you wait the whole 3 years to get into another deal, or did you start a programmatic effort in order to get yourself fully invested?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things that it was like, I don't know why it occurred this way, because, you know, I was out hustling, trying to meet people and so forth. But it's like, you know, what they, you know, the term breaking the seal. It was like once I broke the seal, you know, the dam opened up, and then all of a sudden there was too many deals. It's like, wait a minute, I can only read so many CPMs at a time. What'll end up happening is if you're at a point and you're worried about getting into deals, and I think, you know, one of the mentors, Dave Fisher, mentioned this. It's like, look, there's plenty of deals out there. You're going to run out of capital before you run out of deals. So what I did is I had to take a breath. So I think I got into like three deals right away in that first year. And then, once again, start up. Now, if you take a look at what's happened here is all of a sudden, when I was looking to retire, you know, one of the times I was looking to retire, it was December 1st of 2018. Since then, you know, so that's only, what, a year and a half ago. Since then, I did another 8 deals, 9 properties in 2,000 units, right? So, the number of deals there is probably higher than when I even started that first year. So I think it depends. It's kind of cyclical, like any type of business activities and so forth, is that you'll have times where you're kind of laying low, conserving your capital, then all of a sudden you have capital come in and you look to start deploying it again.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about that particular strategy, and I'm going, I think I'm learning something from you, Ed.
Yeah, that's what we're all here for, right, is to learn from one another.
Yeah, it is about sharing the information, and it's about the networking, too. Tell me a little bit about your experience with the networking. I mean, you're all the way out there in Seattle. We're, you know, a lot of us are out here in Texas. How do you manage to keep the networking up?
Yeah, it's all about communication. What will happen is you'll develop your networking. You'll have the email list. I think the most important thing to do is make sure that you're part of the Lifestyles Expo, you know, that occurs on a yearly basis sometime, you know, in anywhere between February and April in that time frame. And I'd say, you know, and this is what I try to impress upon people is, look, if you're going to be part of this, that is an absolute must. If you're going to be an investor, you have to go there. Because what happens is you're going to end up, anybody you've talked to during a year or whatever, you're going to meet at that particular one. I think the other thing to do is to make sure you attend all the networking events in your local area. And then if you're traveling, make sure you hook up to local Lifestyles members as well and network there. Like, you know, you'll find that, especially along the West Coast, we have strong groups in Seattle. The Northern California group is very strong. And the Southern California group is very strong as well, where they've got, you know, they've got anywhere from 50 to 100 members in each one of those groups. So it's all about getting out there and networking.
Yeah, it is paramount to anyone's individual success. I mean, if you don't go and network, then you're not going to make the connections that you need to be successful. And if you don't make the connections you need to be successful, well, you know, the end result of that is you're not going to be successful. And I'll tell you what, there are some of you out there in the audience that are ready to pull the trigger. You know you're ready to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and we are offering an incredible deal for you right now. If you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, enter the promo code of Save Big, all one word, you're going to see the normal price of $740 decline to $197.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
And now back to Tell Al Tuesday, where I have Ed on with me. And Ed is, I'll tell you what, he is just imparting a ton of wisdom on me. You know, during the breaks, as most of you know, I get the opportunity to just kind of go one-on-one with my guest. And I'll tell you, we were just having this high-level discussion about investing and, you know, some techniques and strategies for you know, positioning yourself for the right investment. And I'll tell you what, it was totally cool. Now, I'm not going to go there on the show because I'm afraid that what we were talking about, well, to be honest with you, I don't think it would make good radio. And second of all, I really don't want to leave a lot of you in the dust tail. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it back around a little bit, and I'm going to have Ed talk a little bit about some of these deals he's done. So, Ed, tell me, what was the most exciting property that you invested in?
I think the most exciting property was the first one. Right, because you're doing your networking, you've done all your homework, you're out there, you're looking for the deals and so forth, and you finally have that first one, right? And once you have the first one, then you know, then it really, as I spoke about earlier, broke the seal and opened up for the other deals and so forth. But you also get another high when you know, because what's happening is you're attending the networking meetings, your local networking meetings with your ambassadors. And you're listening to Lifestyles, you know, seminars and so forth, webinars. And you find out who the leads are, or who the good leads are. Then another big high you get is when you have a lead that's an established lead and they're a very good lead, and you get into one of their deals. That can be a high as well.
That's pretty cool stuff. So tell me the secret to going from the first deal to getting to 20 apartment communities under your belt.
Yeah, I don't know that there's really any secret with any of this stuff here. I mean, first of all, you've got to make sure that you're investing in the right properties, right? Because what you want to do is you want to get to a point where, you know, you infuse cash into your portfolio, but then you also want to see organic growth, right? So by organic, I mean that the properties themselves are throwing up enough cash, enough distributions, and enough cash out refis that you can reinvest that in other properties. So you're kind of automating your machine, right, your cash flow machine. So, you know, part of that is just your networking, making sure you're meeting the right people, doing your education to make sure you understand the figures and to make sure the figures make sense. And, you know, just like anything else in life, you know, people who are successful will tell you this, is you can do all your homework, you can be in all the right places, but there's a little bit of luck thrown, a little bit of luck sprinkled in there on top. But that shouldn't stop you because, you know, as the saying goes is the more I learn, the luckier I get, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's sage advice for all of us. Now, one of the things that we focused on at the expo this year, which you brought up a little earlier, was the concept of legacy, that concept of being able to, you know, pass something on to your future generations. How important is legacy to you?
Yeah, that's what really got me down this path, right? So, you know, when I first got in, I said, you know, I could just, you know, waltz away, put my hands in my pocket and whistle a nice little tune and go sit on the beach somewhere in Thailand and, you know, never be heard from again. And then I thought to myself, well, that's pretty selfish because you've got, you know, you've got two children. I've got two grandchildren now. That doesn't really do them much good, right? You're not spending time with them, number one. And then number two, you're not taking what you've earned and then leveraging that, you know, into some type of family office type situation. So what I did is I started talking to some folks. And I had one guy, Todd Tressetter, who's like the financial mentor online. I was chit-chatting with him. He goes, well, Ed, let me tell you, you're a minimalist. You've saved hard and worked hard. You know, if you retire, you're going to live the same way. I was like, what are you talking about, Todd? He says, well, you've built up a big portfolio. He goes, and you're going to end up living like a minimalist again. And I said, oh, my goodness, what am I missing? He says, look, it's about cash flow. You need to generate income. And that's when I started looking around at what are the different ways I can generate income. I knew real estate was one of those. And I went to many different real estate seminars and so forth. But the only one that I actually felt comfortable to invest with was the Lifestyles, was with the Lifestyles organization. So once I got in there and started investing in there and so forth, I'm there. And I'm not going to invest outside the Lifestyles organization. I like the roadmap they've laid out for me. I like the best practices white paper that they give for guidance on the leads and how they manage the deals and so forth. And it's just a great organization to work with. Any information you need, people are forthcoming. They will help you. You'll get all your questions answered. People open up your books. We've had leads in the same submarket where one lead needs some help, and the other lead in that same submarket will bring that person in, open up their books, and say, look, here's what we're doing in this particular area. And, you know, so they can focus on the figures and know where they need to improve. So it's a very giving, a very caring organization, you know, and I'm happy to be part of it.
So what does the path look like for you and your family going forward?
Okay. So what was supposed to happen, Al, is, you know, you see that TV commercial that has the beach chair out there with the beer in it?
Yeah, the one where I'm not sitting next to it?
Exactly. That was my
piece.
You know, I was supposed to retire sitting in that chair in one of the 7,107 islands of the archipelago of the Philippines. And then what happened was, I went in and I said, well, I'm going to quit my job at this particular point in time. I didn't quit that job because what happened was the lady reporting to me had actually put her notice in. This was back in October of 2018. And I said, I can't possibly do this to my boss. He's too nice a guy. Only to get laid off by him 3 weeks later.
Oh, lovely.
So, and of course, you know, there's a severance package there. Guess what I did with the severance package, Al?
I'm thinking you invested in more real estate.
Exactly. I bought into two more multifamily apartment complexes and so forth. Said, thank you very much. Went on my way. And then what happened was, is as life does, life kind of, you know, and I thought I was going to be retiring, life threw a curve on me. It's like all at once I had my condo sold. I had been laid off, right? I had had a health issue. My cash flow being that I was selling my condo was being restricted a little bit. And then my daughter comes to me and she says, "Dad, I'm pregnant. There's complications." And, of course, I was like, okay, well, any thought of moving overseas, sitting in that beach chair can't happen because I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on my daughter. So we got together as a family and decided, okay, what are we going to do next? And I got together with my daughter, Kate, and my son-in-law, Craig, and we all got together and said, oh, okay, Dad's going to go back to work, is what we decided. So Dad went back to work for a year, and that kind of brings me to where I'm at today. Okay. Of course, sorry, I went through that whole long story, but just to give you an idea of where I'm at. So now I'm at the point where the particular contract I'm on has come to an end. My daughter, since, has had the baby. The baby, Benjamin, he's absolutely wonderful. He's a big, healthy boy. He's doing well. My daughter's doing well and so forth. So now I can finally look on to moving into that next phase of life, into the retirement phase. So what's going to happen from here is I wouldn't say I'm retired. I would say I'm now a full-time investor. I keep continuing to build out the portfolio of houses over the next 5 years, and I've also started up a couple internet-based businesses, right? So I saw that my kids needed some help with, you know, that my kids are going to have to pick up this portfolio I built up. They're going to have to learn how to manage it. So I've created a website for them to learn how to do personal finance, and I'm going to be teaching them how to take over this portfolio, you know, once I'm no longer here.
That is an incredible gift to give.
Thank you, Al.
I put family right up there at the top of the list for what's important to me. And, you know, I do this because of my family. I sacrifice from time to time for my family. And at the end of the day, I just want to make sure that when I depart this world, I've left them the best possible gift I can leave them. And I'm thinking you're exactly the same way, Ed.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, not only the kids, but also my brothers and sisters, right? So recently we had my dad pass away. And, you know, I didn't realize how important, I'm the eldest of six, but I always felt a little bit guilty that I wasn't doing a good job, you know, leading my brothers and sisters as being the eldest and so forth. And what's happened is, especially with Dad dying, because he's the one that really pushed all of us to become entrepreneurs and so forth, to be successful, right? And even my brothers and sisters, I learned, you know, how valuable their relationships are and how important they are to me. And they've been so helpful during this time period, right? Because now we got to pick up and take care of his assets and so forth moving forward. So, yeah, it really is. I'm very proud of my family. And Pat, Scott, and Kathy, they've been absolutely wonderful to help me out with this. And, of course, taking care of my kids as well, taking care of the legacy.
Yeah, legacy is important. Ed, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show today. I know your time is very valuable to you, and I'll be honest with you, your time is very valuable to us too. And for those of you out there that are still on the fence, I'll tell you what, all we need to have you do is go to one of our virtual free workshops. You can find it at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And like Ed and like I, you can achieve financial freedom. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.